Yeah, I've been writing about alcohol for about 15 years, all different kinds, generally the historical factors of alcohol. And I was actually approached by this publisher who'd read some of my other material and said, hey, how would you like to write a book? And I said, well, of course I would.
Richard English, the author of Beer for the Genius, you mentioned history, religion and beer consumption, not much traffic there in the realm of public imagination there, but the spiritual values of beer, it goes back a long, long way.
Yes, it does. In fact, the very ancient times of beer, from its discovery up through, you know, the early days of Christianity, it's been beer has been right there with every major religious development. And in fact, it was part and parcel in the Middle Ages of commerce and many priests and monks in the monasteries where the beer was brewed were actually paid in beer installments.
So
they never wanted to leave the monastery. Now I know.
Okay. And that practice continues to this day, I'm sure.
A lot of beer is brewed in monasteries. Yes, indeed, still.
The medicinal benefits of beer, not a surprise. It was the safe drink in those dangerous Middle Ages.
Well, absolutely, because there was, if I can be a little risque, there was very little difference in those times between a stream and a porta potty. So beer, after it went through its fermentation process, was a much healthier beverage generally than the local water supply. It was full of protein. It was very healthful.
Richard English, author of Beer for the Genius. The major brewers are obviously noticing, and it's changing their business plans as they try and adjust to what's happening on your block. I guess here in Colorado, one brewery per 1,200 people.
Yes.
That's quite a bit.
No, it is. And you factor in the home brewing component to that. And small breweries and brewing in your home is really where it's at right now. I don't know if craft brewing generally is ever going to impact Anheuser-Busch InBev or SAB Miller. Anheuser-Busch InBev still has close to 50% of the global market. But they're obviously scared because all these guys are bringing out craft-ish beers.
Sure.
Beers intended to look crafty that aren't.
And taking on some legitimate craft brewers and doing their distribution. And, oh man, Richard English, Beer for the Genius is the book. He's based here in Denver. This book now available. It's that red series of For the Genius.
Yes.
Beer for the Genius, Richard English. Hey, neighbor, good to meet you. And we'll do that sometime.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Richard, thank you.